In an effort to show how executives of color can lead on eliminating racial inequities, a group of black and brown business leaders in Boston have come together to create the new Commonwealth Racial Equity and Social Justice Fund. The goal? To, quote, provide essential support, resources, and thought leadership, end quote, for uncovering and dismantling systemic racism within institutions in Boston and across the Commonwealth. So joining us to talk more about the fund is one of its founding members, Dr. Myesha Minter-Jordan, who's also the president and CEO of the DentaQuest Institute for Health Advancement and Catalyst Institute, and also a former member of the WBUR Community Advisory Board. Dr. Minter-Jordan, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me. Myesha is totally fine.
Okay. What is the goal of the fund and how do you get there?
So in terms of the financial goal, we're seeding it with $20 million, and our goal is well beyond that. And in terms of the goal outside of financial is really, we recognize that it's the first time in Massachusetts that Black and Brown corporate leaders have come together to create a fund of this time. We know that we understand the obstacles of people in color in Boston and throughout Massachusetts because we're facing these issues or have faced them in the past ourselves. We have the leadership experience and a track record of success within the corporate world and across our state and beyond. And we feel like this is the time for us to step up and to be leaders in this space of bringing those corporate dollars, philanthropic dollars to communities of color, to organizations that are led by Black and Brown leaders that understand the needs of the community and have been doing incredible work, but have largely been left out of the network of organizations that traditionally receive philanthropic dollars. And so we really want to broaden that conversation. We want to highlight the organizations that are doing incredible work on behalf of people of color and work with them hand in hand to really start to move the needle on some of what we see has been longstanding systemic inequities for communities of color.
I know you wanted to start with a seeding of $20 million, and I believe the long-term goal is $100 million. How far along in the $20 million are you right now, and what are the sources? Where's that money coming from?
So there are a number of sources. We're very close to hitting that initial $20 million seed. I think part of it is from the individual contributions of the core members who started this organization, started this movement and this initiative, and as well as their corporations. So the DentaQuest Partnership for Oral Health Advancement, my company is contributing, gotten in match from DentaQuest, and we're really looking at every angle of every corporation throughout the Commonwealth to step up to support their leaders of color who are in leadership positions, but also those who may not have leaders of color in those leadership, key leadership positions to step up and to support this effort. And we also recognize that there are many other funds. You know, the mayor of Boston kicked off a fund, and we think that there's a need for multiple funds. We are, you know, really trying to erase 400 years of inequities, and so one fund isn't going to do it, but we feel really good about the corporations that have already stepped up and look forward to many more stepping up to support our efforts.
Well, you mentioned Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's announcement last week of a fund, the Boston Racial Equity Fund. He's also announced a new equity cabinet member within his administration. I'm sure that there are those who will see these as complementary and also those who will see these as competitive. Why two funds, and how can those two funds leverage each other and work together most effectively?
So we believe that we need, as I mentioned, multiple funds. We need more than two funds. We need a collaborative effort across the Commonwealth to make sure that we have more hands on deck who are going to work on what is a deep-seated problem. We've been in contact with the mayor's office. We're fully supportive of his initiative. Our fund is not only Boston, it's the Commonwealth. And so we've been in touch with the governor's office. We've been in touch with our leaders like Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and to support our efforts. So we believe that there are multiple approaches to what is a very complex issue that are needed. And we hope that corporate donors don't look at this situation as a small pie to be divided among many groups. We think that the pie needs to be larger, and we think that we all need to double down on efforts, not only for financial resources, but thinking about diversity, equity, inclusion at every level, from the board, from the constellation of the board, through leadership. We hope that this is just the beginning of a broader conversation that needs to happen across the board.
We're talking to Dr. Myesha Minter-Jordan about the new Commonwealth Racial Equity and Social Justice Fund. Discussions about creating better racial equity in philanthropy over the last 10 years or so have focused a lot on not only changing who is making the decisions about who gets the money, but also being much more creative or changing the boundaries around how the money gets spent, whether that's doing more cash transfers to particular families or communities, or changing what governing boards and advisory boards look like to put people who are closest to the problem, giving them choice and control over the money. So in addition to this fund, how are you thinking that you want to change philanthropic practices more broadly by example?
I think as we lift up the leaders of Black and Brown organizations, or organizations that primarily serve those communities, to give them the visibility and the ability to be part of the network of organizations that traditionally receive philanthropy, I think is an important, or some, what we hope to be an important outcome of our efforts. We want to bring visibility to those programs who haven't traditionally had that. We want to be able to help them grow their infrastructure to be able to document outcomes and to document impact, understanding that systemic change is hard and that we often measure incremental change. But we think that it's part of a broader conversation about how we think about measuring system change, how we engage in communities and community leaders, engage them as part of creating the solutions, and rather than making assumptions about what those communities need without having that adequate representation at the table. And so our goal is to really create a shift in all of those approaches.
You know, you talked a couple minutes ago about you don't just want two funds, you want many funds. We have some very significant philanthropic dollars already here in the Commonwealth, in Greater Boston, you know, Barr Foundation, Pilot, Boston Foundation, a number of others. What do you want to see happen differently in these institutions, which have traditionally been white-run institutions, to respond to the call of what the new Commonwealth Racial Equity and Social Justice Fund is trying to put on the table?
I would say I want them to join us. I want them to not only support our efforts, but also bring their expertise to the table as to how we can better engage a broader community of organizations and leaders. I want us to work together to uplift those leaders and provide them with the tools and resources that they need to be successful. I want them to include them in the broader conversations about systems change. And so I think there's a real opportunity for collaboration across the board in terms of engaging the philanthropic community with this effort, as well as engaging our corporate leaders with this effort. So I'm all about, and I think all 19 of us are really clear that this is a time in which we need to come together and we need to break down the silos and have real candid discussions and make sure that these tables are inclusive. And if we can leverage our positions and our positions within our companies in order to do that, in order to move the needle on that, then that is, we will consider ourselves successful to some extent just by virtue of starting that.
And in our last minute or so, are there specific policy dimensions, aspects of inequality or social injustice that you want to see this money move toward first?
Yeah, so we've chosen four initial areas on which we're going to focus: policing and criminal justice reform, healthcare equity, which is obviously near and dear to my heart, as are the others, economic empowerment and youth education empowerment and civic engagement. So we are laser focused on those areas initially. And as we get this work underway, we'll consider broadening it past those four pillars. But those are the pillars that we've come together around. And we're extremely, extremely excited. The energy of this group is fantastic. And the level of collaboration that we've been able to establish amongst us in a very short time, I think, is something that we haven't seen before. And we are already getting calls from other cities across the country who are looking at how can they do something similar to what we're doing here in the Commonwealth. And so I expect this to be a movement. This is not a moment in time. This will be a sustained effort, and we are looking for others to come to the table and join us in this effort. That is critically important.
That is Dr. Myesha Minter-Jordan, one of the founding members of the new Commonwealth Racial Equity and Social Justice Fund, also president and CEO of the DentaQuest Institute for Health Advancement and Catalyst Institute. Thanks so much for joining us today. It was good to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.